Dan Bishop. He's with Consumers Energy. Dan, how are you?
Real fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How many people does Consumers Energy serve in Michigan?
We serve, Tony, there's about 10 million people in the state, a little bit less than that. So we serve 6.8 million people with either electricity or natural gas. And in your area, in the greater Lansing area, mainly folks think of us as the gas company, but we do have a lot of electric customers also in the surrounding areas.
Michigan Carbon Monoxide and Safety Awareness Week is in full effect. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is something every year. You know, furnaces are starting to kick on. It's getting a little bit cooler out there. And we always want to make sure folks are aware of the possibility of carbon monoxide poisoning. And basically, Tony, this is when there's an incomplete combustion of fuels, and that poisonous gas can cause a significant human harm, if not fatality, if it's not caught and addressed properly.
And the silent killer, as you call it, is colorless, odorless, and tasteless. So you need to get that little box that monitors all that and plug that in, correct?
That's exactly right. You know, a lot of folks, they know to get a smoke alarm detector, and they check that every year during Halloween, check the batteries. But it's just as important to get a good carbon monoxide detector. And if you've got a larger home, it's a good idea to have two or three of these. And these detectors can sense when there's a buildup of CO in your home. They'll be a loud audible sound, if not a light. And, you know, you should really take action right away to protect your family.
All right, carbon monoxide poisoning is caused by incomplete combustion of fuels, including natural gas, oil, propane, coal, wood, kerosene, a lot of different stuff that can mix up together.
Yeah, exactly right. It's basically when the fuel has been ignited, but it's not completely consumed by the flame, so that that gas, which, as you indicated, is odorless, can leak into the home. Now, folks might say, well, what would symptoms be of this carbon monoxide poisoning? It could be severe headaches, fatigue, nausea when no one really has had the flu, or, you know, feeling bad. All these things can build up. It's often, particularly, it's that really severe pounding headache, and there's no good reason for it.
Do we know how many people get sick and even die from this?
Well, regrettably, every year there's a few hundred people in the United States that die of CO poisoning. In fact, there was an incident mentioned in our news release this morning about a couple in the Upper Peninsula that died because of CO poisoning. So it can, it gets to people. It's something that we really need to get on the radar screen.
Dan Bishop is with Consumers Energy. We're talking about Michigan Carbon Monoxide Safety and Awareness Week. Now, the best way, as we talked earlier, to protect yourself is to install an audible carbon monoxide alarm. And they look a little different, but they work similarly to a fire alarm, a smoke alarm, don't they?
They really do. One thing that we recommend is to get an alarm that plugs in. You know, sometimes you can buy a CO detector with batteries, Tony, and batteries can simply die out or fail if you forget to check them. You know, having one that plugs in with a battery backup is an excellent idea. One with a loud audible sound is a great idea. One with lights is even, like flashing lights is even better. So the more disturbance you can get from that alarm, the more likely it is it's going to wake up your family. Someone's going to notice and take action.
Dan, where do we buy these at?
Well, they're available, of course, at leading hardware stores, your local neighborhood hardware store. Consumers Energy does offer CO detectors. That's information is on our website, consumersenergy.com. But the important thing is to get one that's UL approved, a highly rated one. There was one years ago, Tony, that when this first became an issue, where it simply changed colors. So, you know, you can imagine it's just not very effective. It's the middle of the night. You might have a CO poisoning, and this thing is simply changing color, but it's not giving any audible indication of a problem in your home.
How much do they cost?
I don't have the price in front of me here, but let me just check something on our website real quick. It again depends on the quality of the one that you buy. According to our website, our Nighthawk CO detector, which is one of the very best in the business, it comes with a a 7-year CO protection plan. It cost $112.84.
All right. It's so, Michigan Carbon Monoxide Safety and Awareness Week. Consumers Energy is really trying to get the message out for people who want more information. Dan, where can they go?
They should go to consumersenergy.com. A lot of good information on that. And just type carbon monoxide into the search function.
All right. Dan Bishop is with Consumers Energy of Michigan. Thanks so much, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tony.